Hi there, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I have a question. How would you define an emotional affair, an emotional adultery? What is that? I define it this way. It's whenever your primary emotional attention turns away from your spouse and is redirected to another person other than your spouse. That, to me, is the beginning, at least, of an emotional adulterous affair. We got 30 minutes. Emotional adultery, emotional affair, emotional maybe opposite sex friendship that's just becoming problematic. Question, comment, share with us. 888-888-1717 is the number. Happens a lot. Happens everywhere. Churches, ministries, neighborhoods, Bible studies, choir lofts. It happens. It happens a lot. And in its simplest form, to me, it's whenever your primary emotional attention that should be, you know, focused on your spouse, there's where you should be sharing and gaining and receiving that kind of an emotional connection that God intended to occur between a man and a woman in marriage, turns away for whatever reason. You may be married to a person that doesn't provide emotional support, whatever. We're still responsible for how we act, what we do. I mean, that's 100% our responsibility, so that's not an excuse. But whenever our primary emotional attention turns away from your spouse and is redirected to another person or theirs to another person, that is the beginning of what could be an emotional adultery. And, of course, that's a leading steps into the process of a full-blown affair, as we call it. And today we want to nip it early in the bud. You got to get these things early. You got to make a decision. You know, I heard a great message over the weekend. Don and I visited a church here in town, and Kevin Love, Dr. Love, that's a great name for a pastor. Jeff Love, and Jeff was doing a message on a book he wrote on the idea of painting as an example, pictures as an example of our life, called Life Palette. And he was talking about values and how that relates to values in a paint and so on. And the verse he used comes from the words of Christ in Matthew chapter 6 is one place you find him, where it says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then these other values will be added. And what's so easy for us to do is, instead of seeking God and his priorities for relationship and marriage and family and so on, and just him, we seek other things, and we try to fill those things with other things, and it blows up in our face. So the answer, of course, is to nip it in the bud. Stay focused on the one thing that can make the biggest difference, and that's why we pass out so many of these one-thing wristbands and teach this whole concept of getting back to the primary one thing. And that's to keep your focus on Christ and his teaching for you. If this has been an issue, a challenge, maybe you've learned to deal with it. How have you dealt with this thing on emotional adultery? 888-888-1717.
We determined before we were married that we would never speak disrespectfully of each other to other people, and not just in not making fun of each other, but that we would never say anything to someone outside the marriage that would make our partner uncomfortable. And there's such a feeling of trust between us and confidence, and we can be open and we can be vulnerable. And it makes for a very safe feeling in a marriage, I think.
Just tell each other they love each other without having to say words, you know, just a pat on the back saying, I love you. And just the being with each other when you could be together, and when you're apart, you know that common ground of love for each other is there.
All right. Debbie asked on Facebook, I am the one who's detached. I'm assuming emotionally detached. But how is it adultery? I'm not with, nor do I even think about someone else. I left, but he was hurting so much, I came back. He has been emotionally unattached for 35 years. And one day, I just unplugged too. You know, I think that's the other thing. And what happens is we're created as emotional, passionate beings. God created us with passion and emotions. And we can be cold for a while. We can be numb for a while. But eventually, when those feelings start to kindle once again, where do they turn? And so what we're focusing on here today is emotional adultery in terms of turning our affections away from our spouse to something, you know, and it can be, frankly, sometimes it could be just other things. Our affection becomes our work and so on. And in a form, we can find ourselves attached to other things, get our priorities out of whack. And it happens. Okay, Maria's on the line. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hi, appreciate your call. How do you relate to this?
I relate to this is that I went through the exact situation with the emotional adultery, and it happened about 4 months ago, and, you know, right now we're working through it, and we're at a good place now, but
good.
I listened to your radio today. It just brought me back to that day and what I went through.
Well, good. We're pleased that you're working through it, and it shows that God is certainly capable of helping two people restore a relationship. But for those who are listening, can you go back to how it began that you would do differently? What did you learn that might warn somebody else?
What I learned differently, well, what I learned from this whole thing was, you know, if you are feeling emotionally, you know, unattached, or if you feel like you need some more security, you know, just talk about it. Go up to your spouse and say, hey, you know, I'm feeling insecure. Even though you're giving me everything you've got, you know, for some reason, I'm still missing something. And rather than turn away from the marriage through emotional emailing or whatever, you know, just talk to your partner. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that. And when I was caught with the email stuff, you know, it wasn't worth, you know, losing his heart, breaking his heart, and almost losing what I had worked so hard for. And it opened up my eyes to realize, you know, what's important.
Yeah. Not worth it, is it?
It was not worth it at all. And if I had to do it again, you know, I wouldn't do that, because, you know, he is a really great person to just stay by my side. And, you know, and I'm able to show him every day that I am intentional in my own actions. And I still, every day, you know, to this day, I work on myself first, and I make sure that I give him what he needs. And, you know, I just want to be the best person. And it really opened up my eyes, and I'm a new person now today, but I'm just so grateful he was able to work with me and stay by my side.
Hey, were you feeling, as you were going through that process, was there some bondage you started to feel, kind of guilt and things? Was that part of the process you had to go through?
I felt guilty, and I couldn't forgive myself for a long time. It took a long time for me to forgive myself after I did it, so there was no way for me to move on. But once I finally asked, you know, the Lord to show me the way to forgive myself for what I had done, and it helped me work through it.
And it sounds like your husband's on board, too. The two of you are working to make this happen.
Yes.
Good for you. Good. Yeah, listen, ultimately, that's the freedom we can experience in Christ. God is a God of forgiveness. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What I find so often is people, Christians, will get caught in these kinds of things, and they're not willing to confess. They become defensive. They take a position instead of saying, hey, in brokenness, I've blown it. I need counsel. I need help. And it sounds like you're working through this, and God's doing something good in your life.
He is, and he has shown me that there's forgiveness. And if you're willing to work at it, you know, you got to forgive yourself and make sure you throw all your emotions out there and get on your knees and just work at it every single day. And your radio also every day has shown me the way to live that way.
Glad you're listening. Stay intentional, Maria. We'll be praying for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day, and God bless you on your new journey here.
My one thing challenge was to speak life into my marriage by giving my husband a word of praise or a word of encouragement every day. Before the challenge, we were having some communication breakdown, and we just weren't really on the same page. After the challenge, we're doing better. We have been able to put aside our selfishness and really put each other first before ourselves, and that has really made a difference. Even though it was tough, I did manage to get out the words of encouragement, and it made a huge difference. His reactions to me and his want to please me came so much more freely than me pushing him to try to understand.
Well, listen, congratulations. You're sharing the way God intends for it to work. Not perfectly. We're failed people, and we fail a lot. But God is a God of restoration and forgiveness. But it begins with brokenness and accepting responsibility. The first step in intentional living, if you read the five laws of intentional living, is taking 100% responsibility for your actions, for your things that you do. There's the beginning of healing. You know, when you get up in the morning, and if you're wrestling like I do with maybe eating too much and eating the wrong stuff, You can't blame the grocery store. You got to blame yourself. You put it in your mouth, right? And so it comes down that way all the way across the board, taking responsibility. Okay, Diane is on the line next. Diane, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Randy Carlton.
Appreciate your call. How do you relate to this, Diane?
Well, I've been with my husband. We've known each other for 35 years, and we've been married 17 years. And this past November, I discovered that he was communicating with a married woman and having an emotional relationship that turned physical.
Hmm.
And at this time right now, still, you know, things have been turbulent, and I've been struggling with that. We are going to counseling, and while I was pursuing my career, actually, I was going to school to become a pharmacist, which he supported. I didn't realize that he got lonely, and he never communicated with me that he needed me. So once that was discovered, I immediately, you know, because I listen to the radio station all the time, and as a godly wife, I wanted to be there for him. So I stopped going to class, and I'm trying to work on a relationship right now, and we're seeing counseling, and it's been really rough. It's been very turbulent, and trying to read scripture and read scripture to him.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes he feels like the scriptures that I read, because whatever pops up on my application, it always leads to, having an affair. And I tell him, I don't choose these things. They just come up, and I just read them to you. And, you know, I'm trying to live intentionally and trying to hang into our relationship. And I pray every day, and every day it's a challenge. I don't know what's going to happen, but I pray to God all the time.
Well, Diane, this is it's a reminder, and you're not alone. And we'll be praying for you that whenever we don't maintain, and it's like a maintenance. If you don't maintain your car, and there's eventually a problem. If you don't maintain your home or your health, eventually it comes in and can bite you. And that can happen in marriage as well. It's a maintenance issue, maintaining it in a healthy way. I would just ask you to think about this as one perspective. You can't be your husband's Holy Spirit. You can't be his pastor. You can't be the one that says, let's sit down and we're going to read scripture now. This is a process he's going through. What's really important for that man to hear is that you love him, that you choose to forgive him, and you want your marriage to be restored. But out of confidence in your own life, we're going to have to go in a new direction. We've got to work through some new things to make this happen. And so as you go through this process, just make sure in all of the love you have for your marriage and wanting to restore your marriage, you don't come across to him like you're playing as his counselor or Holy Spirit. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, because it actually, he resents it sometimes, and I don't want him to resent it so much that he wants to, you know, draw away from God. I want him to go closer to God. But
right, but that's not your job. Your job is to, as his wife, to, with confidence, face the issues that are in front of you. There has to be rules and, you know, reasonable boundaries and so on. We can't have three people in a marriage. It just doesn't work. We're not wired that way. That's not the way God intended. And so it's a matter of saying we're going to work on the marriage together. I'd encourage you to get counseling for yourself through this process. But like you say, if he's resenting you because he thinks you're preaching at him too much, just back off and give him space. And we'll be praying that the two of you will see a great reconciliation in your marriage. And again, it comes back to taking 100% responsibility. What would be best for him would be to have accountability with some other men, some godly men who will come alongside of him and hold him accountable and challenge him. I have found whenever I or others that, you know, that I've witnessed over the years that get off track, whenever we as men start to make decisions independent of good, godly, balanced counsel, we tend to make stupid decisions. We don't see the whole picture. And so that would be a challenge. Again, you can't make it. You can't be that person. But I would encourage all men listening, if you find yourself in the kind of situation Diane's husband's in, this is a time to think about, hey, who do I have around me that's giving me the kind of counsel I need to be the man that God wants me to be in my marriage, my family, and in my life?
Here's a question. Are you experiencing your life, your marriage, and your family today the way God intended?
You know, the answer to that question could be the first step to a transformed life and family. I've seen it happen in the lives of many people. Experiencing your life as God intended starts right here. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. And what? It says He will direct your path. Hey, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson right here with an Intentional Living Minute. And I want to invite you to join me for a night of hope. Come discover how you can experience your life, your marriage, and your family the way God intended. More peace and more freedom. Don't miss the Night of Hope coming to Glendale, Arizona, Haven Church on Friday, June the 6th. Tickets available at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Don't miss out. That's going to be really a positive evening. We're looking forward to it, as you heard on that Intentional Living Minute, June the 6th. That's a Friday night at the Haven Church, great place in Glendale, Arizona, in the Valley of the Sun. And we're just going to have a good time. By the way, Mike Kankel-Fritz and his wife, Becky, Mike and Becky Kankel-Fritz, Mike from The Morning Show, will be with us as we get a chance to just really hear their story. And I get an opportunity to really focus on how can we be and should be intentional to have more success, more joy, more freedom in our marriage relationship. If you're not married, in your personal life, all of your relationships, because that's a huge part of our focus here at Intentional Living, to help you experience God's best intention for you and your relationship. So get those tickets again, June 6th. You got to do it now, though. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And also, I want to say a huge thank you, and I really mean this huge, super huge, to those of you who have been so faithful and ongoing support every month or sharing that love gift with the ministry. We are totally listener-supported, and when you join us in the mission together, we're seeing lives radically changed as people start to think maybe for the first time, not only about Him, but how to follow Christ, to experience life as He intended for them. Thank you for doing that. You can join us. Again, call 888-888-1717 or go online anytime to theintentionallife.com. And thank you so much. God bless you for your support.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. I was just thinking about this emotional affair and how this becomes a stepping stone, a gateway into full-blown, not only emotional, but physical affair with another person. I mean, it's usually a stepping stone process, a gateway, if you please. And we've got on our website here, intentionals, we call them. They're lists because many of us like to work from lists. We call them the intentionals, top 10 lists from Dr. Randy. This one's on love and respect and marriage. You start working on these 10, your marriage will turn. You can check them out. Come on over to theintentionallife.com. Is that on today's broadcast? Is it? Okay. Go to today's broadcast highlights there. Click on there and it'll take you to it. Just a thought. Charles, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Carlson.
What are you facing? What's up?
Well, there is an issue that we have in marriage right now with the emotional adultery affair, whatever you want to call it. And it's, just a few months back, I found out that my wife has been having a relationship with a friend of hers of the opposite sex, but the emails they were sending each other were just more than just hi, how are you, great day, stuff like that. So I confronted her about it, and she said that she had left those emails open intentionally so I can find out about it, because you find that she realized that she was in error.
Why is it you think she did that?
Well, she told me about it. I find out, and I confronted her.
But, I mean, why do you think she wanted you to find out? Why do you think she said, I'm going to leave these out so my husband finds them.
Because I told her, you know, I've been going through emails, and then I found some of the emails there, you know, they were open, and I read them, and because of the sender wasn't anybody that I knew about.
But do you think she left them open for you to see it because she was, in essence, saying, hey, wake up, I need some attention, I need you to step in
that
here?
That too, yes. And but that's how I confronted her. And then we both sat down, and she made it right with God, and she repented about it. She apologized to me for having that relationship. But she found out that she was in the wrong. He was getting too close to the fire already.
Mm-hmm.
And but she didn't know how to approach me about it, say, hey, look, this is what's going on. And, you know, I need help. I need to stop this. But she didn't know how to to go about it.
Have you learned anything about yourself through this or your marriage or your...
Brother, did I? And so what happened is this. I mean, we have learned to say, yes, the reason why. I had to accept my responsibility where I've kind of neglected, you know, a little bit. I was always at work. I had a very demanding job, so therefore I spend a lot of time at work. And there's my boss, whatever he says, yes, of course. And he comes to me because he knows that I will say yes, and he can count on the job getting done because I'm going to be there. He can count on me for everything. However, trying to go up the ladder, I'm sacrificing time with in my marriage. So yeah. I realized that, so I didn't blame it all you personally, is you bad, you doing this, you know, no, because I had to realize that why she did that. The issue that I'm having now, though, is that, for example, if I call her and she don't answer the phone, thoughts come to my mind of what she doing.
Yeah, that and that's no surprise. You know, you get your finger caught in a car door, you get a little, you know, skittish about the next time you open the car door. It's just human behavior. I mean, if every time I plug something in the wall, it works, after a while I just trust it. But if I plug it in about every fifth time it doesn't work, pretty soon I start to wonder if this is going to be what it is supposed to be. So this is part of the human consequence, frankly, of a broken trust relationship, and it takes time. For your wife, who's not the one who called, I would say to her, her job is to help rebuild trust by being accountable, by answering the phone, by knowing where she is for a while as you're trying to redevelop trust. For you is to continue to trust God, to pray for God's healing in your life, and realize this is going to be a process. Here's what I think. You guys have had little blowouts, like a tire that blows up. This is an opportunity to get with a counselor, with your pastor, talk about your marriage, about your priorities, about these issues, get them on the table, not to hide them, not to push them back underneath and say, well, that's nobody's, you know, his business right now or her business, and push them down. Get them out there and deal with them for the benefit of your marriage in a healthy, positive way. And that happens within the context of counseling, I think. Hang on, I'd like to send you my book, Starve for Affection. I think it'll help. It focuses on building, rebuilding, and strengthening your marriage. My gift to you. Hang on.
A night of music, laughter, and hope. It's Family Life Radio's Night of Hope, Friday, June 6th, with Dr. Randy Carlson.
You can experience more peace and hope and joy in your relationships, and I'm going to show you how to do that at the Night of Hope.
You'll also hear inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire.
Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glendale. Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets available at myflr.org.
Hey, come celebrate your life, celebrate your singleness, come celebrate your marriage and your family. It's going to be a night where we take whoever you are, wherever you're coming from, whatever you're facing, whatever challenges you have, and we're going to unpack a powerful, straightforward, intentional living message that can be life-transforming. How to take these principles of intentional living and apply it to wherever you are today to strengthen your marriage, strengthen your relationship with your children, your coworkers, or in your own life, to develop more freedom and peace. And I promise you're going to go away from the evening with a lot more hope and encouragement and some really super practical things that you can do to be intentional. So get your tickets June 6th, Friday night, date night, right? Bring a date, or if you're single, come and enjoy the evening. If you're married, come and celebrate your marriage. It's going to be a great time. Again, get the tickets right now. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All the ticket information is there for you. Get your tickets today, and we'll see you in just a few days.
my husband and I decided that we would start a Facebook page together as opposed to having our own separate pages. And so now that when we spend time on social media, we're actually doing it together. And it is, it's definitely brought us closer together. And people that connect to us, they're connecting to the both of us as opposed to one of us. And so it, you know, sparks some great conversations and some great laughs and, you know, those things that bring people together. So I definitely appreciate the fact that we're doing that together. And on there, from time to time, we talk about marriage, because that's our thing, is that we are married to love on purpose. It has to be intentional, and it has to be something that you do put forth for that.
Absolutely. That's great. You know, thinking about Facebook pages, of course, we have a ministry page. I hope you'll stop and see it. We got people from all around the world who are getting encouragement from our Facebook page. But personally, I don't have one. My wife does. And so I look over her shoulder. But I like the idea, really, because then you have an opportunity to share. And time to time, I get to post things on her site and say it's from me. And anyway, it's a reminder that when we talk about maintaining and developing intimacy and closeness and affair-proofing our marriages and our relationship with our spouse being the focus, that we do things, more things together that'll really foster that kind of intimacy and closeness in our marriage relationship. Love your feedback on today's program. Been a lot of, you know, it's a heavy topic in many ways, but I'll tell you what, we love you guys, and more than anything, we are about one thing, and that's to help you experience your life. In this case, experience your marriage, your high-stake relationships, exactly the way God intended. And that's what we try to teach and do teach every day. Again, thank you, members. Those of you supporting the ministry, you've been so super faithful in your monthly support or your regular support from time to time to help us. We're moving now into the last few weeks of our fiscal year, and we're a little bit behind where we need to be, very candidly. And I just want to throw out that maybe God's blessed you at this point, and you could, you know, share a gift. Maybe it's one of your required minimum distributions if you're in the retirement stage and you know that has some advantages to you and also advantages to the ministry, or to share a special love gift with us or join us monthly. How do you do that? Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or you can call and talk to one of our staff directly during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And a reminder, Night of Hope, June 6th, Haven Church, Glendale, Arizona. Get your tickets again at theintentionallife.com. This has been a special program. I hope it's been encouraging to you and love your feedback. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Steven, the rest of the team. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Intentional Living, which is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.